Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Good morning. Welcome to Practical Mindset. I'm Stacy Crew, your host, and I'm excited about today's guest. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest, and I'm going to tell you about her before I reveal her name. She is the epitome of the multi-hyphenate. She's a former telecom engineer who designed worldwide communication networks for airlines and Fortune 1000 companies. Linda has what... I gave you a little hint there. She has what we call the entrepreneurial spirit. She launched one of the first used PC stores, a datacom consulting firm, a gift manufacturing company, and was the president of a dietary supplement manufacturing corporation. Today, she heads one of her proudest accomplishments to date as the president of Creative Health and Spirit, which is a Manhattan Beach-based media and publishing company started in 1995. And she is the founder of HealthyLife.net, which is where we are today. It's the all-positive talk radio, and in October 2002, she launched that. And then in October of 2020, she launched HRNRadio.com, which is an ad-free subscription positive podcast portal. So my guest today is the founder of this station, HealthyLife.net. Welcome, Linda McKenzie.
Well, thank you for having me, Stacy. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm glad that you're part of our network. We hit the lucky key when we got you. So we're very pleased to have you here with us, too.
Well, thank you, Linda. It's just such a pleasure to have you on today, and I'm so excited to talk about your new book, Symbols of You, A Self-Discovery Reference Guide. It's an amazing book. It's packed full of information on symbols, archetypes, aromatherapy, astrology, and so much more. So let's just dive right in. And Linda, so we can get a sense of how all of these pieces come together, tell us why you wrote the book.
Well, I've been psychic since I'm 8 years old, and I have all 17 abilities, and I tested my psychic abilities until about 37, and then came out as a psychic, and have done a lot of things, you know, with, you know, working for the British government and sheriff's departments and being on ABC, NBC, BBC, and through all of this process, by the time I was 15, I had read every metaphysical book in the New York Public Library. And I wanted, you know, there's so much information out there on ancient wisdom that I needed to kind of have a reference book for me, because, you know, you can't remember all this stuff. I mean, there's just, we have in the book, there's 42 different ancient wisdom topics, all things that I use almost, you know, weekly, daily, monthly. And so number one, I did that as a reference book because as I was doing it, I said, oh boy, then I can help other people have more positive lives with this too. You know, I can have them open up spiritually and mentally and whatever. And I can have them discover ancient wisdom topics and maybe learn more about them. For example, you know, people may want to know a little bit more. They might know about astrology, but the charts, which I went back to the 1800s to and picked the best two out of three for the meanings in the charts. There's always something there that you might not know. Like in astrology, you might not know your biochemical salt. And then there's other topics like phrenology, which is the study of the bumps on your head that came out in the 1940s. So if you're interested in researching things, you can use this book to figure out what you'd like to go and delve further in. And then after you've even delved further, you can always use this book as a reference book so that you can look up your dreams and symbols and different things that you forget, like I do, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I got from the book, that it really is, you know, a guide that you can go to understand a particular topic or a particular area, and then you can always go further in that research. It really gives kind of people a way to decide what they want to dive even further into. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, that's absolutely accurate.
Okay, great, great. So, of course, the title is Symbols of You. So tell us, what is a symbol, and what are the different kinds of symbols?
Well, you know, we live in this really huge invisible world. I mean, there's more of the invisible world around us than the visible. You know, we're mm-hmm. comprised of five senses, and we actually have many more. Everybody is psychic. Everybody has all of these things. It's a matter of using them and understanding them and using them wisely. And so from the beginning of time, people were trying to figure out this invisible world. You know, what's going to happen in the future? What's going to, you know, what's happening now? What does this mean? There's a portent. There's a sign. Native American animals, spirits in your dreams. What do they mean? And so we've always used symbols as a way to tap into that invisible world. And there's a couple of different kinds of symbols. First, there's a common symbol, and that can be taken from the things you see around you or you dream about. Then there's a universal symbol, which is something generic and well-known, like a yin-yang symbol, or these days the McDonald's arches, which you don't ever want to eat. And lastly, there is the unique symbol, which has meaning just for you. And so there's other kinds of symbols too, and different kinds, but those are the generalities of it, a common, a universal, or unique.
Okay. Common, universal, or unique. I like that. And I know some people in my circle who have identified a particular symbol, and I have as well. One of my symbols is an owl. I think it's interesting because I use that in a way that, you know, if I'm looking for a sign on something, you know, I'm trying to make a decision, you know, I'll say, okay, universe, show me an owl. You know, if this is the direction I'm supposed to go, and, you know, inevitably, you know, I get a sign or I don't. But how do you use your sign? What is
well, curious. Every day I use it's so infused into me because this is, you know, I'm on, you know, we're going into 5D, fifth dimension right now, but kind of. I think I'm on 11 or 12 or 13, so I'm constantly filtering symbols all the time. But, you know, it's interesting that if you really think and look, everybody may have a bird symbol. You know, for example, for me, mine is the hawk. And so whenever something, and I don't even ask to see it, it just appears. And so I'll say, you know, and it always appears when, and it's for spiritual guidance or when something is going to be a massive change, a transformation in my life. And it's, you know, and it's not just when I'm in the field. You know, I was signing my first book deal back in, my third book deal, which was with a large publisher back on, on the west side in New York, and I was on the streets in New York going to sign the contract, and a hawk started circling, and of course in New York they're not there really, and everybody was looking up going, and my girlfriend looks at me, and she was with me, and I said, oh, there it is. I says, guess this is going to change my life, and it kind of did, you know. So these things happen, but then symbols can be something different. For example, the bird may be, that's my animal, you know, my animal is a horse, you know, or, you know, and so everybody has these unique things, and then they also can do something else. For example, you were talking about your owl, which is very important because these things have an affinity with you too, because remember, the invisible world is real. And so sometimes when I'm working, and I work really hard, you know, all the time, and keeping the networks up and making sure that everything's going well, and I'll be working at the computer, and I look outside on the patio, and there'll be a hummingbird just standing there humming at me and looking in the mirror saying, hey, stop for a minute and let's take some joy, because it's, life isn't all about work and supporting people. It's about sustaining yourself. And of course, so I always laugh, and then I go out and the hummingbird, sometimes they come straight to my nose, and other times they just say, gotcha, and run away. So you can use this book and symbols in there for not only identifying and learning more about yourself, but identifying things in your family and friends. You can also use it to get insight into life's challenges. There's ancient methods here that is just fun, like dice fortune telling and card fortune telling, which is even older than the tarot. And just all sorts of fun things that you can play with, understanding that, you know, your perception, your gut feel is always 99.95% right. Just don't think about it.
Yeah, it's amazing how I think, you know, in general, people become very outer directed. You know, we're bombarded with so much in the mainstream media that, you know, has us questioning sometimes, you know, our yeah. intuition. And it's, so I love what you said about, you know, the hummingbird and just taking time. It was, you know, to pause. And, when we can do that, we can then get in touch with that intuition and really listen to it. So tell us about the topics covered in the book, and how did you come to decide what to include?
I started with A and went to Z. Well, you know, I've been using a lot of this stuff since, you know, I've been, you know, continually learning. Even today, I still learn, okay, so on metaphysical subjects and stuff. And so these are the things that were most important to me that I saw that was coming up. And even things that I don't really use. For example, I don't use, when I'm doing psychic work, I never use divination tools. I mean, you guys can play with the dice, fortune telling, and this and that, and that's fun to do, and it may push you in a way or a direction to help you. I just don't need that. I'm very direct connect to God. I'm not from the universe. I'm not from the planet Altair. And so, you know, I just, you know, so I just connect, you know, and so these subjects are wide so that people, you know, because it's not, life isn't all about me, right? We're not just about ourselves. We're about consciousness and becoming part of the whole and being part of the solution, not part of the problem. And to do that, you have to learn about yourself first, and then you move into, from the me into the we, so that we can dynamically lift up this planet into a better state.
Right. So I'm going back to, let's take a little detour here, because you had mentioned recognizing your psychic abilities at 8 years old.
Right.
And then you mentioned being in your 30s before you started practicing.
Well, and I didn't even come out at that. Remember, I was an engineer. I was, okay, so I had been exploring all my abilities from the time I was 8. And then I saw God when I was 8 years old, and he came to me as a man with a white beard. I was Catholic, so he wasn't going to come as a light or energy field. Sure. The white was the whitest white I've ever seen. And during the very next day, things would happen, and, you know, I would get angels or saying, hey, don't go home this way, go the other way. And then what would happen is, you know, the next day we would come and there would be a murder at that spot at that exact time. So I started to, understand and do things. And when I was, you know, like 10 or 11, I went into this house. You know, we grew up in a poor section near the ferry terminal in Staten Island. I was born in the Bronx and then grew up in Staten Island. And my girlfriend had 11 brothers and sisters, nice Irish family. I was Italian-Irish. And we would play in the ruins of old houses, you know, which we would never want to do. And, but we did anyway. And so, you know, and I remember saying to Ginger, I said, oh, you know, I went into this house and there was a boy up on the stairs, and I went up into his room, and, you know, he showed me his toys and he introduced me to his mom. And then I came downstairs and I'm looking, and I said to Ginger, I said, how come you didn't go upstairs? She said, she just looked at me and she said, what stairs? And I turned around and there was no stairs. Well, later on, what would happen is when we were around 12 or 13, Ginger and I were big friends, we would go to the New York Public Library every morning and Saturday. And it'd be a long trek to there, and we'd get 8 to 10 books and then read, and then we'd go and take our bikes and go to Silver Lake or whatever during the day. But we would go into the library, and we went into the historical section, and we were looking up some things, and because we loved books and we loved all sorts of things. And we opened up the book, and there was, and Ginger said, "Hey," she says, "that's that house we were in." And there was a picture of the boy with the woman that I had met, and with the toys in his room, which were wooden toys, which I had already described to Ginger. And so I kept, and things like this kept happening and happening until, you know, the government asked me to work for them. I worked for the British government identifying paranormal phenomena. You know, most people, I'm America's best kept secret. So.
It sounds like it.
But so I started doing things and testing my abilities over and over again. And then when I was 21, I was busting psychics in New York. I would actually go with different clothes and different things and just say, okay, you know, you're taking money from people. That's not right. And I'm always about truth. You know, this is a whole lifetime about giving out truth, and which is exactly why you're on the network, because you give out truth. And we don't have anybody on this network that's not giving out truth and valuable information to help you get a better life. And that's what's been my whole thing. And so they asked me at around the harmonic convergence in 1987. But so I stopped then at 21. God said to stop. I don't want you to. And I listen, direct connect. Okay. There's a certain voice, and that's what I listen to. And, he said, just stop. So no watching movies, no learning from anybody, no this and this and this. And so in 1987, I came out, and everybody says, well, do you know this psychic? Do you know that psychic? I said, no. Did you do Course in Miracles? No. And so I said to God, I said, why'd you do that? You know, after I came out, I said, why'd you do that? Because him and I, or he, she and I, or it and I, have a one-on-one relationship, and he laughs at me because he thinks I'm hysterically funny. But so, and I'd say, why'd you do that? And he said, because I didn't want you to learn from anybody but me. He goes, and that's a very important thing. When people say to you, say to me, can you teach me to be psychic? I say, no. Everybody has their own personal journey. Everybody has the capacity to do it. Should everybody do it? Probably not. You know, when people come to me, if they're sitting there trying to change a mental pattern, I say, go to a shrink. You know, you come to me one time in a year, and that's good enough. You know, nobody needs to go to a psychic over and over and over again. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah. I find your story just fascinating, and I'm curious. Have you written a memoir?
I'm in the process of doing it. The name of the book is called Life is Like Girl Scout Badges.
Say that one more time.
The name of the book is called Life is Like Girl Scout Badges.
Oh, life is like Girl Scout badges.
Yeah, and the reason it takes me a long time to write books, because I try and do it where there's something for everyone and there's universal truths in there. So
yeah,
that
yeah.
book is, it's, I have five books written, you know, I have four books out. This is my fourth one. But because I was holding space for the network, I didn't have time for me. Well, now I'm 74, so it's time to get these things out. Otherwise, they may never get out there. So,
I find that what I'm hearing is what you're saying is to me, the way it's coming across is that, you know, we really need to tap into our own knowing, our own sense of knowing. And because, you know, it's interesting. I think you're one of the first people I've ever spoken with who has phrased how you approach your psychic abilities in a way that really makes sense to me. I've never felt like I needed a lot of guidance. I just needed to get really quiet with myself and to be able to tap into that knowing. So that's definitely something I'm going to continue to explore more. And thank you for that, because that's I think it's a valuable message for anyone listening. And it's something that I teach in the health and wellness field is that, you know, we really need to trust ourselves and learn to understand our mind and our body so that we can make the best decisions for ourselves. So let's go ahead. We're going to take a short break. Linda, will you return with us to continue the conversation?
If you'll have me, I will.
Yes. Absolutely. So we're here today on Practical Mindset, and my guest today is Linda McKenzie, who is the founder of HealthyLife.net, and we're talking about her book, Symbols. And the symbols of you, and the subtitle is a self-discovery reference guide. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm Stacey Crew, and we'll be right back.
Hey, you can eat healthier and maybe even lose weight by rearranging your kitchen. It's true. The health of your home is important to keeping you healthy. Stacy Crew's book, Mind Body Kitchen, shows you how. Imagine having a step-by-step guide to help you identify obstacles, organize your kitchen, and gain, not pounds, but a healthy and happy lifestyle. It works. Visit StacyCrew.com to get your copy of Mind Body Kitchen, or get it at Amazon.com. Just do it now.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Psst. Stacy Crew has a fantastic digital course that transforms you and your kitchen. So just think of this, a clutter-free kitchen that also helps you unlock your ability to make quick life decisions. Oh, or how about tips like how to buy organic but still save money? It's time to streamline your kitchen with healthy options, meal plans, recipes, and so many great methods, all to get you out of the kitchen and enjoying a better, healthy life. For more info, visit StacyCrew.com now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
We know you're sweet, but wouldn't it be great to cut down on your sugar? Well, now there's an easy step-by-step guide by Stacy Crew, your nutritional coach, to do just that. There's shopping lists, meal plans, lots of tips on organizing your kitchen, and in just 3 days, you can reduce your cravings while reducing inflammation in your body, making you feel better and have more energy. There's even a support community to help. But you know what's best of all? It's free. Just visit StacyCrew.com. That's StacyCrew.com.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Practical Mindset. I'm Stacy Crew, your host, and today's guest is Linda McKenzie, and she is the founder of HealthyLife.net, and we are here today talking about her book, Symbols of You, a Self-Discovery Reference Guide. So welcome back, Linda.
Thanks, Stacy.
You're welcome, and let's return to talking about the book and what's in it. I'm curious, where did you get all of the information for the 83 charts in this book? And that's a lot of charts.
I went back to the 1800s and went back to the sources of everything. And over the years, I've collected many, many books on this subject. I mean, I've been in radio since 1996, which means that I interviewed 52 people a year on metaphysics mostly and health. And, it was back in the day. I was on traditional radio about 9 million people in 246 markets, and then started this network. So I went back, and a lot of it is from, some of it's from the dictionary, some of it's from encyclopedias, some of it's from ancient texts, Sanskrit and all sorts of stuff, So it was everything that I felt and was guided to put in. And then I took the best two out of three that said the same thing. And if but I also have in the book, if you don't agree with that meaning, use your own. You know, it doesn't matter to me. You know, if it's wrong, guess what? It'll come round and round again until you get the truth anyway. So do your thing. You know. So.
Nice. Yeah. So it truly is a reference book. I mean, this is it's just an amazing amount of information. I'm curious, how long did it take you to write this book?
2 years.
Okay.
See, the thing is it's really a step by step interactive guide. To the symbols of ancient wisdom. And so what you do is there's discovery exercises and visualizations to help you get your symbols. Sometimes the symbols will be obvious. Other times you'll have to do the visualizations, or it may, and sometimes they'll stay the same for the lifetime. Sometimes they'll change. But what the book is, not only just the reference book, but it's got everything from angels to Western elements, and it's there to expand your knowledge so that you learn about these subjects, to increase mindfulness, because once you start seeing symbols and you react with symbols, it keeps you in the present moment, like that hummingbird, right? The hummingbird comes in and it puts me in the present moment. So it helps you become more mindful and understand all of these things around you, and it improves your intuition because it's the jump start. Now, intuition is not a psychic ability. Intuition is the start of psychic ability. Everybody has intuition. Men have hunches. Women have intuition. So we want to expand that intuition so that we can get into psychic ability, so we can understand the invisible world and become able to go into consciousness itself and understand what is happening at any moment in time. As a psychic, I go through 11 energy zones. Before I even do a reading, I'm doing 11 energy zones where I'm seeing where the energy is around, because a psychic is just an energy interpreter, and that's all they are.
Yeah, this is fascinating, really. I mean, because you did mention earlier that everyone has psychic abilities, right?
Right.
But it's like anything else. You have to develop. You have to work at it. So,
right. And also, one of the things that make me different, too, is that I have a psychic code of ethics that were included in a lot of books. You know, I've been a writer. I've written many magazines and things like that, and they put me in different books, and even in teenage psychic wisdom books, they put in the psychic code of ethics, which is on my site, lindamckenzie.net, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, lindamckenzie.net. And the psychic code of ethics tells you exactly how to react as a psychic. And if you think it's easy, it's not. I have to eat only certain foods because I have to keep my health 100%. I have to keep my mind at peace. I have to be spiritually open and also protect myself. And when you start going into these realms, if you don't think that the negative side or the dark side is not there, they are. Now, if you think that a demon or something is going to go after you, why would they? You don't have enough energy. You know, but what they do, they want to go after people with a lot of energy, and they will, you know, I don't know. I told God I needed to talk to him about this, because you know, the light side and the angels and stuff on the good side, they'll sit there and watch as you go up, and they want you to make your own decisions, okay, because they want you to grow. And the dark side, though, will say, come on over here, come on, you know. And the angels wait, go, and I'm going, wait a minute, God, we're going to talk about this when I get upstairs, too. So, you know. So,
a long conversation.
So.
Yeah, this aligns very nicely with, the mind-body-kitchen philosophy, because it's really, there's so many facets to really maintaining, I mean, what you're saying is maintaining sort of being a clean instrument in a way, right?
Correct.
Correct.
Because if you don't have what you teach, Stacy, you can't actually be an effective psychic. You know, you'll see a lot of psychics that are overweight. You'll see a lot of psychics that will eat chocolate afterwards or something sweet because they've depleted their energy. Well, if you're doing that, you're not using energy correctly. Okay? So, you know, if you're doing that, you're not in balance. Okay? So your body, I don't live to eat. I eat to live.
Right.
So, yeah. You know, and so I've been on, you know, this wheat-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, no effervescence, no, only certain fruits, only certain, I've been on this diet since 1992. Okay, way before any of this became a fad, you know, with gluten-free living. Now we have to do that because 95% of the wheat is GMO, and we don't want this stuff in our body, right? I mean, and there's lots of stuff in this book. There's herbs in here and aromatherapy and acupressure points so that if you have a headache or something, there's lots of practical little things in this book that can be used every day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it because, I mean, what you're really talking about is you've created a lifestyle. It's not even so much a diet. It's more of a, you know, a commitment to a particular type of lifestyle that then supports your work.
Correct.
And how you help people. Yeah.
Correct. And that's what you teach, you know, and that's exactly what you teach. And so it's everything is so important. And so all the benefit, you give them the basics so that they can grow. And you give them a template so that they can move. And not only does your template help them on the mind level and the body level, but it opens up that path. Because once your body is clear and you're not with illness, I mean, I'm 74. I haven't been to a doctor. Well, I went to a doctor last year to get cataract surgery, but I wouldn't allow them to give me any drugs. So I did the whole cataract surgery without any anesthetic. Anesthetic. I had a local, but I would not let them give me any of that, where they inject you with stuff to put you out. You know, I did everything, I did the whole operations without that. And, but that's the first time I've been to a doctor since 1992. And I am on no medication, I'm in perfect health, and I have nothing wrong with me at 74 this year, so.
I'm curious, do you drink alcohol?
No, except that now that I'm getting older, you know, and I've restricted myself. I haven't really drank alcohol since 1992. Every once in a while during, I'm Italian. Give me my wine. But, but I will have I do family dinners at Easter and, Christmas Eve and, Thanksgiving. And I will have one or two glasses of wine on those days. But do I do it all the time? No. My biggest drink, I guess, would be Campari and soda, which is about 40 proof. I have that once or twice a year, maybe four times a year. So no, I don't drink.
Yeah, and that's another thing I think that can make the brain and the body just kind of foggy. So again, you know, cleaning that channel.
For eight years I was, president of a dietary supplement manufacturing company. So I do know a lot about herbs and vitamins.
Yeah. And do you take those regularly?
Absolutely, every day.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, well, we're going to take another quick break, and Linda's going to return with us for another segment. And thank you so much for being here this morning. Everyone, stay tuned. I'm Stacey Crew, your host, and we'll be right back.
Stacy Crew has a fantastic digital course that transforms you and your kitchen. So just think of this, a clutter-free kitchen that also helps you unlock your ability to make quick life decisions. Oh, or how about tips like how to buy organic but still save money? It's time to streamline your kitchen with healthy options, meal plans, recipes, and so many great methods all to get you out of the kitchen and enjoying a better, healthy life. For more info, visit StacyCrew.com now. We know you're sweet, but wouldn't it be great to cut down on your sugar? Well, now there's an easy step-by-step guide by Stacy Crew, your nutritional coach, to do just that. There's shopping lists, meal plans, lots of tips on organizing your kitchen, and in just 3 days, you can reduce your cravings while reducing inflammation in your body, making you feel better and have more energy. There's even a support community to help. But you know what's best of all? It's free. Just visit StacyCrew.com. That's StacyCrew.com.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Hey, you can eat healthier and maybe even lose weight by rearranging your kitchen. It's true. The health of your home is important to keeping you healthy. Stacy Crew's book, Mind Body Kitchen, shows you how. Imagine having a step-by-step guide to help you identify obstacles, organize your kitchen, and gain, not pounds, but a healthy and happy lifestyle. It works. Visit StacyCrew.com to get your copy of Mind Body Kitchen, or get it at Amazon.com. Just do it now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. It's Stacy, and this is Practical Mindset. We're here today with Linda McKenzie, the founder of HealthyLife.net, and we're talking about her book, Symbols of You, a Self-Discovery Reference Guide. So, Linda, let's talk a little bit about life's challenges, because for most people, I mean, I think for all of us, you know, change can be hard. It's hard to change patterns and habits and all of that, and then, you know, we've just got the challenges in life that come up. How do you use symbols, or how can you use the symbols in your book to help with life's challenges?
Well, I have a motto that I want put on my gravestone, okay? And it's called feel, know, and trust. And, you know, and if you do that, if you feel and you know and trust something's going to happen, it helps to make it happen. But when you don't feel it, if you don't know it, you don't trust it, it takes some time to understand that. So sometimes we get so into our minds we can't see the answers or other possibilities before us. And so symbols help us kind of to shift and open up to the answers on an unconscious level. So working with symbols can help you find ways to overcome the life challenges. And in the book, there are a lot of fun ways to help find answers to life challenges. And a lot of them are old methods and old ways. So I included ancient methods like the I Ching. By the way, the I Ching is actually the start of the epicetic and ASCII code in computers. The trigrams of the I Ching is actually the basis for computers, so of computer languages. Then there's tea leaf reading, and there's playing cards, there's even dominoes. And what happens is, it's not so much that they're giving you answers, but they're allowing you to kind of think in a new way. And so that's how this can help you with life challenges. And remember, there's only 4 or 5 life challenges. As a psychic, it only comes, I want to find love. I want to be healthy. What's happening with my career? Am I getting any money? I mean, there's only like 5 different topics that can give you the crazies. So the one thing that you want to always understand is that change there's an anatomy of change. Okay. That what goes up has to come down. And so it goes in a spiraling moment. It always goes spiral, you know, like life is, mm-hmm. like DNA into consciousness. And so what happens is that, you know, if you don't get something, you'll get it again. So you always have to understand that nothing is static. When, you know, God's plan is for you not to be happy here on earth. You know, it's like to keep learning. Find your stuff, because even when you go to the other side, which I've been to, it's still the same thing. You keep learning, because what we're here on earth for is to be of service to mankind or the planet, and to get back to God or source and become a part of that light. Now, will we get there? I don't know. I got a long way to go. I mean, you know, so that's what we're here for. And so, you know, anything that opens your mind, get you away from a belief system that is closed, mm-hmm. or closed-minded, and is something that opens your mind, your heart, your spirit, I'm all for it. And so there's lots of things in this book that can help you do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, what you said about life, you know, being here is all about learning. I guess it depends, you know, on how open you are, you know, to learning those lessons.
Well, even if you're not, you're going to get them one way or another. And it'll keep running round and round and round. For example, you know, say you're a woman and you're married to an alcoholic and he beats you, right? So eventually you're going to say, I'm done, you know, and you leave. And the next time you, but you still haven't learned your lesson. So the next time you marry a beer drinker, okay, and he verbally abuses you. And then you leave that one until finally you're going on a spiral. You can never, see, you can never, one good thing is that you can never relive the same exact moment exactly the same way. Never.
Right.
Never. So remember, what you have to do is navigate change so that you do it the best for you. So when you're feeling really good and everything's just great, and then all of a sudden something's going off. And that's to get you, so that's where you gather information. Then it happens, and that goes towards a downtime. Then you gather information, and you talk to friends, you do things, and then you take an action, and it brings you back to a positive time. So this is how life goes. So if you are not under illusion that, you know, yeah, we have, remember, even the Declaration of Independence or Constitution says pursuit of happiness. Never says you're going to get it 100% of the time. So, you know, you just want to be happy in the moments and cherish those up times. And when you're in the down times, understand that it's going to go back up so that you're never really depressed or get into negativity for too long. And one of the best things you can do is when you are negative, all you have to do is hum. And I'm just talking any tune, anything you want, because it brings you down from the base root chakra all the way to the heart chakra. And when it goes from the heart chakra and up, you get happy. And it breaks the energy. Anyway, that's what I'm thinking.
So I just want to repeat that, because I think that we can get, you know, you have that, those good times, and then things go bad, and it's like, you know, and sometimes it can feel like it's never going to end, you're not going to get out of it. But you're saying one simple way to change the, how you feel is to hum. I mean, that's so simple.
Right. Yeah. Or laugh. It breaks the pattern. You see, and the humming is actually a frequency that also does it on a physiological level. By humming, it actually increases the nitric oxide in the body that helps heal the body. So this, when I'm telling you little things, the things are, based upon years of research and study and, to give you simple solutions. Because I don't want everybody to go through all that stuff that I did. I would rather see them get a jump start. Everybody's going to go through their own stuff anyway. So you might as well get some tools to help you. And that's what this book is about.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You bring up a point there. You know, you've gone out and you've done all the research. You've, you know, created this wonderful book, this wonderful resource for people. You know, as I feel like I've done with the Mind Body Kitchen book, and it's, you know, people want to complicate things. I think that's, you know, not everybody, but, you know, I think it's our nature to question things, and which is good. But at the same time, sometimes you just got to take the simple suggestions and implement them to make the change. Otherwise, you can stay stuck, you know, in a place of not, you know, shifting the energy and all of that. So I do the same thing with, you know, in my book and in my teachings. It's that, you know, here are the simple things that you can do. So it's great to hear that you're providing some really simple direction for readers. And I can't wait to dive into your book further.
Oh, that's great. People can get it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble or any bookstore. And for more information, they can go to linda@lindamckenzie.net. And I have bi-monthly predictions on there right when you go there. And it's a lot of fun and very uplifting, but it tells you like it is, you know, so you can be prepared.
Fantastic. So lindamckenzie.net, and that's MACKENZIE. Linda, thank you so much for being here today. This has been such a pleasure, and I hope you'll come back.
Okay, I will. Thanks so much, Stacy. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. We'll be right back.
know you're sweet, but wouldn't it be great to cut down on your sugar? Well, now there's an easy step-by-step guide by Stacy Crew, your nutritional coach, to do just that. There's shopping lists, meal plans, lots of tips on organizing your kitchen, and in just 3 days, you can reduce your cravings while reducing inflammation in your body, making you feel better and have more energy. There's even a support community to help. But you know what's best of all? It's free. Just visit StacyCrew.com. That's StacyCrew.com. Hey, you can eat healthier and maybe even lose weight by rearranging your kitchen. It's true. The health of your home is important to keeping you healthy. Stacy Crew's book, Mind Body Kitchen, shows you how. Imagine having a step-by-step guide to help you identify obstacles, organize your kitchen, and gain, not pounds, but a healthy and happy lifestyle. It works. Visit StacyCrew.com to get your copy of Mind Body Kitchen, or get it at Amazon.com. Just do it now. Psst. Stacy Crew has a fantastic digital course that transforms you and your kitchen. So just think of this, a clutter-free kitchen that also helps you unlock your ability to make quick life decisions. Oh, or how about tips like how to buy organic but still save money? It's time to streamline your kitchen with healthy options, meal plans, recipes, and so many great methods, all to get you out of the kitchen and enjoying a better, healthy life. For more info, visit StacyCrew.com now.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Eclectic talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.
Hey everyone, it's Stacy Crew, your host today on Practical Mindset. Thanks for joining. And we were speaking with Linda McKenzie about her book today. And one of the things that really stood out to me in our conversation is the importance of the mind-body connection, really, and kind of keeping our that channel, if you will, clean, you know, and healthy. It got me thinking, that combined with a conversation I had over the weekend with a friend, we talked about home and the cleanliness of home and just various products that are on the market today that really contain a lot of chemicals. So I wanted to talk a little bit about detoxing your home this morning. And this is Chapter 8 of the Mind Body Kitchen book. And I'll tell you a little story of what got me started on just kind of revamping my entire home as far as cleaning products and even cosmetics. And that was, I guess it was probably about 12 years ago, I was experiencing some pretty serious sinus issues, and I couldn't figure out, you know, what the issue was, you know, and I wound up going to an ENT. And they stuck something up my nose, it hurt a lot, it was expensive, and I left there with 4 different prescriptions. I was so frustrated at the idea of having to take all these pills and, you know, that I just wasn't feeling any better. I just didn't, I used my intuition and I didn't feel like I was going down the right road. I actually wound up, and I don't suggest anybody do this without consulting their doctor. I'm a little bit of a rebel, so I threw out the medication and I decided to start doing some research. And what I discovered was that the cleaning products I was using were highly toxic. I was still using bleach to wash my whites, which, you know, I love that, like that sign of bleach, because my grandmother always washed her linens in bleach. My mother did it, so I did it. And so I got rid of the bleach, started using more like baking soda, you know, some fragrance-free detergent, baking soda, lemon juice, you know, things, natural remedies. got rid of, just started looking at my cosmetics and all of that. And it was amazing to me. It probably took a few months, but making those changes, all of a sudden, I wasn't having the sinus issues. I remember when I had the epiphany that, you know, I was getting into bed at night and essentially rolling around in chemicals, right? Because I had washed my sheets in fragrance detergent and bleach. And once I changed that, you know, I slept a lot better. It was just incredible. So I highly encourage you to, take a look at what's in your cabinet. If anything says fragrance, technically companies aren't required to put all of the stuff that goes into that fragrance. So if it says fragrance, you probably got a lot of chemicals in there. Also go back and listen to one of my first episodes here, and that was with Dr. Ailey Cohen, and she's amazing. She's a doctor, obviously, I just mentioned that. But she wrote a book, she co-wrote a book, and she kind of shifted her practice and really focuses now on reducing and eliminating chemicals, toxic chemicals, with her patients and then on her platform. But it is incredible when we start to take notice of not only what we're putting in our body, but what we're putting, you know, in our home. And that's where we spend a lot of time, especially through the pandemic, right? And now I think people are, we kind of learned a lesson there that, you know, home really is where the heart is, right? Let's see. What toxins are hiding in your home? I talked a little bit about, you know, just kind of checking what's under your cabinets and in your medicine cabinet. Look under the sink, the kitchen sink, the bathroom sink, the laundry room, and also the garage. That's a biggie. There are a lot of chemicals. And let me just throw this in here, too, because in the past I've done a lot of organizing of homes. And, you know, you want to keep all of these chemicals and things out of the reach of kids, right? So if you have prescriptions, make sure kids can't get their hands on them and accidentally take them or take them on purpose. You know, we want to avoid that, too. Get rid of old prescriptions and responsibly get rid of them. Call your local municipality and ask them how to responsibly get rid of chemicals prescriptions. You don't want to flush them down the toilet because it just gets into the water system. But also look in the garage and get these chemicals up off the floor and out of reach of kids as well. There's all sorts of fertilizer, oils, whatever you've got, you know, just make sure that you're keeping track of it. And, again, assess what you've got in there. Do you really need to be putting fertilizer on your lawn? You know, that it's a chemical. So, and I know there's questions about that because who doesn't like to have a nice green lawn, right? But yeah, so creating a healthy home is definitely a process. I'll just toss in too that, you know, at one time I shopped as a hobby. That was kind of what I did. You know, you'd go out on a Saturday and just hit all the stores. And, you know, that's problematic, and that's, you know, we could take a deep dive on that. But, you know, look for a free, low-cost activity instead of acquiring more things. We bring a lot of stuff into our home that, you know, we don't know where it's been or, you know, is it sustainable? Do we really need something, you know, to buy another plastic something? Or could we buy something that's, longer lasting and of better quality? There are so many ways to just start making your home healthier. And it's really, take a breath here. It's really important, as we talked about earlier with Linda, to just kind of, you know, slow down, be present, really take a look around at how we're doing things in our surroundings to make things healthier. A couple more quick tips here in the kitchen, of course, because this is the mind-body kitchen philosophy. Look at the products you're using. I posted today on my Instagram story, I reposted something that another Instagram user talked about, five things she would never have in her house again. And one of them was, you know, all of that heavy, those heavy oils. So Crisco oil, I don't even know what it's called anymore, but, you know, use things like olive oil. Anything in an aerosol can is not quite as healthy as something more natural, like pouring oil out of a bottle. Again, you know, in the kitchen, household cleaners. And you can containerize things, too. I know I've gone into so many kitchens where you open the cabinets under the kitchen sink and you go to reach for something and everything else topples over, kind of like, you know, bowling pins. So remember, containerize what you've got, because it makes cleaning out the bottom of the kitchen counter or kitchen cabinet a lot easier, too, if you can just pull out the containers. So create one for cleaning supplies, one for, you know, whatever it is, whatever categories you've got under your kitchen sink. I always like to suggest, too, to have a cleaning caddy, one under your kitchen sink and one under your bathroom sink, because then it makes cleaning up just so quick and easy. But you can get all of this and more in Chapter 8 of Mind Body Kitchen, Transform You and Your Kitchen for a Healthier Lifestyle. And that's available on Amazon. And I just, again, want to thank Linda McKenzie, the founder of HealthyLife.net, for joining me today and talking about her book, Symbols of You, a Self-Discovery Reference Guide. Get your copy on Amazon. And, stay healthy. Take care of yourself. And thank you so much for joining today. I'm Stacey Crew, your host of Practical Mindset.
Hey, you can eat healthier and maybe even lose weight by rearranging your kitchen. It's true. The health of your home is important to keeping you healthy. Stacey Crew's book, Mind Body Kitchen, shows you how. Imagine having a step-by-step guide to help you identify obstacles, organize your kitchen, and gain, not pounds, but a healthy and happy lifestyle. It works. Visit StaceyCrew.com to get your copy of Mind Body Kitchen, or get it at Amazon.com. Just do it. Now. Psst. Stacey Crew has a fantastic digital course that transforms you and your kitchen. So just think of this, a clutter-free kitchen that also helps you unlock your ability to make quick life decisions. Oh, or how about tips like how to buy organic but still save money? It's time to streamline your kitchen with healthy options, meal plans, recipes, and so many great methods, all to get you out of the kitchen and enjoying a better, healthy life. For more info, visit StaceyCrew.com now. We know you're sweet, but wouldn't it be great to cut down on your sugar? Well, now there's an easy step-by-step guide by Stacey Crew, your nutritional coach, to do just that. There's shopping lists, meal plans, lots of tips on organizing your kitchen, and in just 3 days, you can reduce your cravings while reducing inflammation in your body, making you feel better and have more energy. There's even a support community to help. But you know what's best of all? It's free. Just visit StaceyCrew.com. That's StaceyCrew.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.